today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When you say pandemic teams that have not been affected by the pandemic,
correct?
Right?
If they had teams on the sidelines, that if a team went down in the pandemic, if they were going to pull them in.
You see, they didn't take my idea, which was to only play with players that tested positive.
So she's checking out all the flowers. It's an Irish thing or it's a funeral thing. Tiny little bouquet right down in the front of the room where they were having the viewing. And then she walks over to these flowers and she leans over and it says, "With deepest sympathies from your friends at Burger King." And suddenly the light bulb went off. And we realized where those trips were. That he apparently liked a good burger.
The popularity of the Yeezy brand, the idea that I even know these sneakers exist and I'm in my early 40s, mm-hmm. That's how popular they are.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
I find amazing. Them not wide enough.
Hey, you know what? You're still bringing it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, I was talking with the guys before the show, and I'm looking it up right now because I do think I'm a bad father. Sometimes. I think I'm an exquisite father most of the time. There is no father on earth that loves his son more than I love mine. I love the little man. I love his face. I love his baby pictures. I love him when he's in the car with me. We laugh. We have a great time. We engage with each other. But I got to be honest with you. This spring break, Mama's been slaying the dragon pretty hard. Out of the house every day. I have been working every day. We didn't plan ahead for this little time. We actually messed up our schedule. And by the way, programming note, we will be dark in this studio coming up. What week in April will we be
the 19th.
Best of? 19th of April, about a month away. So make a note on
your
calendar.
There's notice.
Yes.
That's notice. We'll be doing that. But we didn't do it this week, which is an early spring break for my kid's school
system. It's not even spring yet. I think the first day of spring is Saturday.
He's been wonderful, and he's been hanging in there. And he had a whole play day with his buddy yesterday, who's also on spring break. So everything's cool. But, you know, there have been some movies that are fine, but then there's been a video game that I got for him that, by the way, this is how I know it might not be appropriate for him. I liked it.
Oh, dear.
And I'm talking about, so I'm looking it up right
now. Is this as mad as when Suit Larry?
No,
what's
that's
that?
Not Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh.
Because that would also require a time machine.
Got it.
Is this as bad as when I sat Robert down to watch Bonnie and Clyde?
No. No, okay. I don't think so.
All right.
But should I just put Battlefield 1 rating? That's what it is.
I play Battlefield.
Okay. I've heard of it. I'm not a gamer, but I've heard of
it. It is
that.
A massive franchise.
It's suitable for age 10 and up.
Yeah,
I'm cool with
you're
that.
Good. Yeah, you're good, Mike.
I'm fine with that.
He's nearly eight, and he's mature. He's very mature.
That's on
the European scale. Yeah. Don't kids start drinking at 12 in Europe?
Yeah, have a beer, play Battlefield 1.
Hey, Michael, come here.
Hope he can hear me.
Not an easy game to play.
I'm surprised.
He might be like knee-deep in it right now.
I'm impressed.
Michael, come here.
I'm surprised when you call him, you don't hear, "Yes, sir."
Come on over. Get the headphones on. We want to talk to you about your favorite show, your game. Favorite game.
Okay, old man.
I'm sorry, your favorite.
Favorite TV show on
put
NBC.
Are you looking at your story, son?
You get your own microphone, too. You get the whole thing today, so we don't have to
the whole schmear.
The whole schmear. There you go. Let me take that off. All right, see if the microphone's working.
Testing.
That's the wrong one.
Testing. Okay. Xbox or PlayStation? What
try
platform
the other microphone.
Atari.
Atari?
Xbox.
Nice.
What the hell?
No, his gaming platform is the Odyssey 2 from Magnavox.
Oh, that's not the right one. I'm sorry. I got the wrong microphone for you.
He's playing in television.
Oh, there it is. It's behind
from Coleco. It's from our friends at
there
EA.
There it is.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
EA Sports.
Get EA Sports.
Get Come on right over here. Come on right over here.
Mike, can I get an EA Sports? It's in the game.
It's in the game. It's in the game.
Nice.
All right. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
You want to tell everybody? So we were talking about Battlefield 1. Can you maybe not jump the microphone around again?
Sounds like we have an incoming shrapnel.
Name and rank, sir.
How are you enjoying the game? Is it like your favorite thing?
Yes.
And are you playing it right now?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? Who are you killing? Germans?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you looking at me?
I have a question.
Is this He's a little shy. Suddenly he gets a little tongue-tied.
Well, you brought him all. He wasn't ready for... He's going to get ready for showtime.
He's in the middle of it. Yeah. What do you like best about Battlefield 1?
Is that it's very realistic and you get...
Great. No, I'm sorry. You don't have to look at me like that.
No, you're giving the right answers. Your father's just questioning his decision.
His judgment letting you play this. I'm wondering if I'm being a bad father by letting you play a game.
Is this your first-person shooter?
It's a first-person shooter.
It's a game where you shoot.
It's a type of game.
No, it's not. No.
Okay, you've played this before.
Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara Show with a question.
Yes, Rob.
Michael?
He's tired today, by the way. He didn't get a lot of sleep last night. So you're seeing the mellow sun.
Okay, we're tied then. Michael, I'm curious. Do you have like a character in this game? Does it have a name? Do you have a rank? Describe your character in the game.
So in Battlefield 1... You don't get to choose your character or customize it.
Right.
But, so, it's very realistic, and there's, so, in Battlefield 1, there's war stories, and you don't get to pick who you want to be. There's no ranks.
Okay, so, but while you're playing, do you imagine that you are there, or do you pretend that you're, like, a soldier as an older guy? Do you pretend that you are a guy? Does he have a name?
Yes, Battlefield 1 is based on real people who did fight in World War 1.
World War 1, right?
World War 1. Okay.
The first guy.
Probably why it's called World War 1. Battlefield 1, of course.
Hey, would you like to talk about your Spanish class yesterday? I heard you doing your Spanish. You were doing a pretty good job. What's the color red?
Blojo.
Rojo, yeah.
What's the color? What's the color blue?
Azul.
Azul. Look at that.
Do you know any other colors?
Yes, I know.
Verde. Green. Very good. Yeah.
I know that the color purple won a lot of Oscars.
Amarillo.
Oh, nice.
Is that purple?
Amarillo.
Amarillo.
Amarillo. Is that purple?
Amarillo is yellow. Amarillo.
Yellow, okay.
Amarillo. Verde, como la marihuana.
Oh, stop.
Perdón.
Do you like your team? I like your team. I heard you, because he did it in the car yesterday when we were picking him up from Donnie's house.
Yeah.
And he's got a great, do you like your teacher a lot? He seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Does he have the classic language teacher voice like La Cucaracha, the
His
cockroach?
His teacher, who is, where is he, in Colombia?
Yeah.
And
Maryland?
Colombia.
Yeah.
And
Caracas.
Stop doing that. Please don't do that. Okay, go back and play your game.
That's his callback.
That's his bit.
Bye. See you later. Oh, just let it fall.
He knows the eject button, Mike.
You
knows.
Put that over behind that stand.
Hello, Colombia. Michael. We're going to learn Colombia, how to speak Spanish from Colombia.
Not so much marijuana, but cocaína.
Exactly. What would white be in Spanish?
Blanco,
of course.
La nieve es muy blanca.
Casa Blanca.
I heard the whole student-teacher thing in the back of the car because he was doing it on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And this guy has a voice that is the greatest Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, I love
where
that.
He'll say, hello, Michael. How are you today? Rojo.
Rojo.
How are you? And he's a young guy, but he's like, oh, my God, he's got the greatest voice. I looked over at Carla and said, smoker.
Yeah.
Smoker. Has to be a smoker.
Of course.
With that. So, anyway, well, that's good. I'm a little bit relieved. We come to you today with a very, very sad moment because one of our crew has lost somebody very special in his life, Rob's uncle, Bruce. Very sadly passed yesterday. And I know that the good news is many of our listeners at our Las Vegas show got a chance to meet your Uncle Bruce. It's very, very sad day for Rob today sad day for your father, especially. Just wanted to say we're so sorry about that. He was a great guy. I know you were very close to him. So
he was my godfather. And also, I'll just read what I had the wonderful task of sending out the email to the 85-person family email list that we can, you know, maintain for announcements like this. And so this is what I wrote last night. It is with great sadness that I share the news of Bruce Spiewak's passing. He had an aggressive cancer related to his bone marrow and died tonight in Miami Beach at 5:30 in his hospital room. It was quiet and painless. He was my dad's big brother, my godfather, and a sheer delight to be around at all times. My father, Bob, and his wife, Kathy, had been in Miami for the past few weeks visiting Bruce every day and sneaking him occasional pints of ice cream and Coca-Colas to his room. Anyone who ever spent a moment with Bruce has a story, and I know these stories will bring comfort in this time of sadness. No arrangements have been made, and he requested to have his ashes scattered in the Atlantic. Soon he will be with Dave and Pete, his two brothers. Please take a moment to keep my father in your thoughts, as he is now the last of the Spiewak brothers. Love to you all, Rob. And it was
very
just,
tough for your father.
It was so, it's so tough for my dad to be. My dad was one of five, and now he is the last one standing. And actually, I mean, there's always the silver lining. You don't want to sound too jive, but because of COVID, my dad retired and had time on his hands. And Kathy, his wife, had banked lots of vacation time. So weeks ago, they put on masks and shields and went to Miami, Florida. Bruce was in the hospital. And they went to his apartment and stayed and visited him every day. And because without them, he had no one down there. He had no family down there. He had no real true friends to speak of. He was relatively recently a Florida guy. He had lived for years in Hawaii. And there was no one to advocate for him, no one to take care of his, you know, personal effects or anything. And they've just been working their ass off, cleaning stuff up, getting papers in order and stuff. We knew this was going to be – he was fine at Christmas and New Year's. I spoke to him on the phone New Year's Day, had a great conversation with him. And this cancer came on so fast, to think that in January he was fine and that he was to go into hospice care tomorrow. That's – I mean, they had made the plans. I had planned to drive down to see him in April because I thought there would be time, and obviously there wasn't. But you will enjoy this, Mike. The last thing he said to my father when he had a very, almost a 36-hour decline. He was in tremendous pain because of being in bed. He was unable to walk and his back was killing him. So they put him on morphine. And once you're on morphine, you feel better, but you almost shut down. And so that's when they knew it was almost over.
Kind of a tell.
And also, I've always felt, and I think a lot of people agree, that when people are at peace with passing, which he certainly was, you stop fighting, the end comes very quickly. But he did get a chance to say goodbye to my dad and to my stepmom, Kathy, and his last words were, "Don't worry, Bob, I'm not going to die until I get my stimulus check."
Oh, oh wow. Oh, that's great.
So sorry.
So he almost made it. A lot of you had the pleasure of hanging with him 2 years ago in Las Vegas, and I have some pictures of him and me and listeners that I will forever treasure. I found out that a picture that I keep at my desk, he had on his refrigerator. It's a picture of the two of us, and it's very sweet. He wasn't really a listener until my dad said, "Rob and the guys are doing a show in Las Vegas, the Mike O'Mara show. I'll fly you there if you'd like to see the show, and we can, you know, it's a destination city. We can have some fun." He said that'd be great because Bruce, if nothing, was not a, he was not shy about going to a casino, especially if my dad was paying.
Well, he was also what I remember is he fit right in with our listeners like right away.
A legendary sense of humor. The best laugher you've ever met in your life.
Yeah, it seemed a very, very like joyous guy. So he probably had himself a great weekend.
Well, what was so cool is that they got in like Thursday, my dad and Bruce, and they hung out and they did things and, you know, just visited because they speak on the phone all the time, but it's different when you're together.
Yeah.
And so they get him in.
So glad your dad was with him, though. That's awesome.
Great. And Oscar was very kind to block off perfect seats for Bruce and my dad and Kathy. And they get to the show. And again, Bruce knew what I did, but didn't know what I did. And he watched 700 people come into this theater and the lights go down. And the show happens, and he leans over to my dad, and he says, "Jesus, Bob, this is a big deal." He says, and it's because
most people that see a live show for the first time kind of realize it's a pretty big deal.
He said, "Robbie is really something." And from that day on, he never missed a show.
That's what we say on this show
all
the time.
Yes.
We say that all the time.
But I mean, it was so nice to have that be the way that he was introduced to what we do, and the fact that he listened to the show every day since then. The listeners were so kind to him. I remember him being recognized when he was buying pot gummies on Fremont Street. So sweet. I remember gambling with him at Binion's, and we losing five consecutive hands, and he looked at me with the most sincerest look in his eyes, and he says, "Robbie, this place sucks." I said, "Yes. Yes, it does. Let us go to the Nugget. Let us
Two
go
live
to the-
shows in Las Vegas, one winning show for me when I did that, and that was literally at 5:30 in the morning. So, yes. You know, but boy, I do remember him being, he had a vibe. Even yes. meeting him extremely briefly,
so cool.
that I
yeah.
was in his area, but really had a, I guess the way I would describe it would be super positive,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
super kind of happy,
loving,
100% joyful,
and open to everything.
And wasn't in the best of health back then either.
No, no, he, you know, he had his demons, but certainly it was the cancer that killed it. It wasn't COVID. I mean, what a bad time to be sick, man. I'm just so glad my dad was able to get down there and be with it. Because can you imagine having a crippling and aggressive cancer and not having anybody? And
yeah,
when he was in pain
sucks.
To a point where he couldn't talk, it was Kathy who got him the painkillers. He couldn't get him. It was it was just horrible. But he was just the happiest, nicest guy. I should say he, for many years, was a Fairfax County school teacher. He taught English at Langley High School right here in Fairfax County. And then dropped everything and flew to Hawaii to become a bartender. Because every summer when he wasn't teaching, he would tend bar. He loved doing it. He had all his standard bartender tricks. He would put down your drink. He'd say, "Here's your martini with a twist." And he would do the twist. He had all his bad bartender shtick, but he loved being a bartender.
Be like having you as a bartender.
There was a lot of similarities. I'm a weird cocktail of a lot of my dad's brothers.
Right.
And then,
but then if you were a bartender, though, wouldn't it be more like, "I'm sorry, I ordered a gin and tonic. This is vodka."
And I said, "Well, no. What it would be is, I'm sorry, we're out of Crown Royal."
Again, the bartender has been in the back room and all that. I didn't know that he was a school teacher and he changed careers.
Yeah.
How long did he live in Hawaii?
He moved to Hawaii in 78. He lived in Honolulu.
Whoa, so a long time.
Yeah, and he moved to Miami, I think, 3 or 4 years ago after one of the big hurricanes that he just dodged in Hawaii. And he said it's time to get out. Also, he didn't tend bar the entire
time. And lived on his own for most of his life?
Yep,
or?
He did. He was rather a loner, and that sort of figures into the end of his life. He spent a few years working for TSA in Hawaii and then retired and moved to Miami. But he talked to my God, there's so many great conversations, and I regret not being a part of them, but I'm blessed that my father has recounted them to me on a daily basis. It's been a really bad month. And he says, "Bob, going through life, my biggest fear was I love being a loner. I love being on my own, but I didn't want to be that guy that they found dead in his apartment 4 days after he died." And again, he's a loner,
right.
And you know, and there was no one. So the idea of being in a hospital and surrounded by ambivalent caregivers brought him great comfort, because he knew that he was going to at least be in the hands of somebody when he passed. And with my dad and Kathy there to advocate for
him. Oh, good for your dad and Kathy for going down there.
Oh, that's heroes. Absolute heroes.
That's awesome. That's
and,
great.
He actually, this is great. Yesterday, he asked my father to have a priest come in and read last rites over him. He said, "Just in case."
Oh, wow.
So
right till the end, he knew.
Sense of humor about the whole thing. And
so how, after his last words, if you don't mind me asking, because I'm curious about, did he last a long time? Or communicative right up till the end?
It was the way the timeline, I think, works out. My dad was there until about 2 or 2:30 yesterday. The priest got in about 4. And said the last rites, and he passed at 5:30. And here's to your great state of Florida healthcare system, Mike. At 5:30, my dad got the call, and they said, "We'd love to have the body out of here in the next 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's what the hospital said. So they're very caring. And so they were able to call a crematorium to get him out of there. And he will.
It's fast. It's, you know, I remember 5 years ago today, my mom passed away.
God, has it been 5 years?
5 years, wow. 2016, she passed away. Got a picture of her right here. There she is. For those of you that might not know what this lovely lady looks like. Oh, this way. Come on.
Can we get that camera?
Oh, beautiful.
Maybe the kindest face.
There you go. Perfect.
Maybe the beautiful. Kindest face of all time.
Aww. Here she is. That's
my
sweet.
Mom. Yeah. And
I met her at one of your weddings.
Yeah. She's on the show, too. She would be on the show periodically.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
It was kind enough not to pass away in St. Patrick's Day. I'll always be grateful for that. You know, your uncle could have maybe, you know, tried to hang on through one more day.
We're Polish. What do you want?
I know. Yeah, doesn't matter to you. But you know what? As far as I can
actually,
relate to
Mike,
the,
I can say it matters. I would have loved to have had him for another day. Yeah, I think that would have been okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that they kind of hustle the bodies out.
Yeah,
they
do. And
that's
I guess
their thing. That's what they're. And
now more than ever, it's valuable real estate.
My niece Jessica was the first moment of levity after she passed away. Nothing quite. Will compare both good and bad to being holding the hand of somebody while they leave this earth.
It's tough.
That was a privilege that I had with my mom, and it was also something that I don't play that video as much in my mind as I used to. That's the whole process. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're going to lose somebody, I do write people all the time. Things will never be the same, but they will get better with time. It is a fact. It is a fact that I have lived. So be aware of that. But early on, I was just watching her, and right at the end there, it was really, really difficult. The only moment, the first moment that we had that was lighthearted was a guy came in from the funeral home that was tending to my mom. And he comes in. He's got a black suit, white shirt, black tie, about 6'2".
Yep.
Big, tall, skinny. And he's got jet black hair. He's got circles under his eyes. And
so essentially, he was sent over by Central Casting.
He slicked his hair back. It was my niece leans over to me and goes, she says, do you think he cultivates that look?
Oh, no!
As the mortician. But so it's a sad day.
It really
at
is.
The Mike O'Mara show today because, you know, I will always think of my mom. My wife, God bless you, Carla, woke me up this morning super nice and gentle and said, I hope you try to have a good day today. Oh, and I actually forgot for a moment because I was real sleepy. I said, what do you mean? Your mom. I said, oh, yeah, I was thinking about it last night. You know, it's tough. But the great thing about it was just demonstrated right here. I mean, that's what it's all about is living on in people's hearts forever.
Yes.
Living on in your mind forever until you go. And then when you go, someone's going to do it. And then, you know, and you fade. I'm sorry. That's the reality, too, unless you're Abraham Lincoln. You know,
who?
The name fades, and that's the way it goes. You know, my son will not be thinking about my dad. That's a reality. But he will be thinking about me. And it's the circle of life, and it's very, very sad. But it's also, you know, going to happen to everybody.
Yeah.
There's certain people, even older people, that don't think that way. That don't realize it. But I think about it. And I thought about it yesterday because I went over and got a vaccine. Thank you, Linda Herr, who will be on the show, our talking head tomorrow. Not talking about just me, but talking about the other people she's helped do this.
And continues to help.
Continues to help. Maybe she'll be able to give some people some tips on what she does. Yes, Rob, you were going to say something.
One last button before we close the book on Uncle Bruce, at least for today, is that whatever you got faith-wise going on or just love in your heart, have some positivity today for my dad because he has been through it. And as I said before the show, I think I talk to my dad every day. And for the past month or so, he's sounded kind of broken. And that's been extraordinarily tough on him. It's been extraordinarily tough on me, on everybody, on Kathy as well.
To be the last of the line.
To be the last of this
brutal.
Of the line. And he's got a long road ahead of him still. They've got to resolve all of his papers and all of his holdings, and I don't even know if he had a will. All of this stuff remains to be done. Bruce right now is having a blast, and my dad has got to shoulder this burden. So if you have any positivity to spare, please shoot it to my dad because I love him very much, and I'm really sorry that he has to deal with this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bob, and our thoughts are with you today, and hang in there. Can't imagine what that must feel like. You know, it's difficult to be the last one, you know,
and to shoulder the responsibility. That's the last thing he wanted to be. He does not want to be the patron of the father.
It's a family trait. He doesn't like responsibility. The thing about it, I'm making a joke. But, you know, if you don't laugh, you cry.
You do.
I'm doing both.
I know you are. Well, you're not really laughing. I'm really concerned about that. But anyway, the fact is, for your father, and I can say this myself, it will be it's the yin and the yang. It's the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. It's the fact, though, as the months go by, that he was there for his brother, his beloved brother, because I think they were extremely close.
Very,
right?
Very
more than
close,
other siblings. Wasn't he closer to your brother?
I would say that it would be almost a tie. Obviously, my father had a tremendous relationship with his twin Pete. Bruce, especially over the last couple of years, because they were the final two. Bruce was a little older. Bruce was 73, which is it's a decent run. I would have loved to have had him 20 years more. But anyway, so it's tough. It is really tough. And it's
you had him 20 years more, the odds are overwhelming he'd outlive you.
That's true. As a matter of fact, my father asked for a group deal at the at the crematorium. They gave him a card. They punched him. And apparently the fifth one's free, so we'll see.
You know, I'll tell a funny story about when one of my uncles passed away, my father's brother, and he had, I think, this is a long, 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 long time ago, before Alzheimer's was known as a thing or dementia was, it was just not that. You just kind of wondered what about behavior.
Well, the people that cared about it kept forgetting to bring it up.
Bada bing, bada boom. So towards the end of his life, he would get in the car and he'd go.
Right.
And like hours at a time. People family members would wonder where the hell he went. They weren't, and it would be hours and hours and what was going on. And you know, up in Maine, pretty wide open space up there. Yeah. You know, where you're not gonna, there are not many options if you're not just going out to, you know, sit in a field somewhere and contemplate life. And we didn't think he had the kind of mind that would do that. But nobody ever knew. Nobody ever knew, but it would be. And then he'd come home and there would be relief and like, oh, thank God he's here, because we're not sure. So he passes away, and I was unable, unfortunately, to make it to the funeral. My sister was, and my sister, of course, her little nosy way, is she made it to all of them. I didn't, but God bless her for that. So she's checking out all the flowers it's an Irish thing, or it's a funeral thing.
Yeah.
You look and see who's, you know, it's an occupation to be in a very difficult time.
Sure.
And she's looking at the flowers. You see a tiny little bouquet right down in the front of the room where they were having the viewing. And then she walks over to these flowers and she sees them. She leans over. Beautiful bouquet, but very, very small. And she leans over and it says, "With deepest sympathies from your friends at Burger King." And suddenly the light bulb went off, and we realized where those trips were, that he apparently liked a good burger. And that's where he had been venturing off to all those many,
that is a very forward-thinking manager, because, it's like a 19-year-old guy.
Who gets a sympathy bouquet from Burger King?
Everybody always questions why they have free Wi-Fi in these joints.
Exactly.
You know what? But talk about being a regular, you know, at a place like that where they remember you. You had to log some hours there.
That's the stuff that goes straight to corporate from undercover boss. We're like, you don't even know about this.
That's right.
We take in people during the day.
Our manager, Jim, was nice enough to send a floral bouquet to this funeral. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jim had to cut out of like geometry early to do it because he's 18 years old. We've got to send a bouquet to the O'Mara funeral.
Okay. I was just saying, you froze on me. Maddie, is everything all right up there? Because Rob froze on me a little bit. Everything cool?
Yeah, all the videos look good on my end.
Okay, just checking. Might be me down here. It's that time.
It is. It's raining in D.C., of course. And so
I want to apologize to my son again, and I probably won't do it anymore. I started doing it last night. I'm not going to continue to do it. To do the Bruce Buffer MMA fighting good night when it's time for bed, where he's in his bedroom, and I come and I go, "It's time!"
That's so fun, though.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. But Why doesn't he like it anymore? I don't know if he doesn't like it. I think it's kind of harsh.
You could use it, Mike, if you were ever cooking.
I don't even like Bruce Buffer.
You could use it if you were cooking with him in the kitchen as you were announcing your favorite spices.
It's time. There's just a... That's the Bruce Buffer.
You know.
That's the, you know. I mean, if you don't have the pipes, you just do it like that.
His brother is more like that than Bruce himself. Is it Michael Buffer? I'm not sure.
I don't care for any of the Buffers.
I get, even with our little podcast, I get hyper paranoid.
Yes.
When we're talking about that family based on litigiousness.
He's made more money in court than talking. Absolutely.
He's fine. Very talented man.
I love Mike. Right. You definitely have two different tones when you do a voice. There's the people you respect, and then there's the people you hate. And you do not like certain voices when you do them, as accurate
it's
as you are.
It's Ted!
Do you startle him?
Do you startle him?
I did. I did. So he was on it. He was in his screen, which is what he's been doing. Yeah. Father of the year right here. So that's our opening today. Yeah. Sorry for all the loss and the sadness. But you know what? Everybody that loses somebody, I say this to everybody, they will live in your heart forever. They will. Mm-hmm. At least as long, you know, until you go to the happy hunting ground, until you do. That's the way it works. Yeah. That's the game. That's what it's all about. And you paid a marvelous to he would be very, very happy about the words that you said.
Very sweet.
And for your dad.
He was beloved.
You know, HBS, you know, you got a son that loves you, and we're all thinking of you today. And it's the same with you. But wow. What a bonus.
And love
what a bonus to be there. What a bonus to be there with your brother at the end of his life.
Sometimes the chips fall in the right place, and it's awesome. It was good that he was there.
It's fantastic. So we will take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will have the homepage, including a financial number that kind of blew me out of the water today, and I'm not all that happy about it. It will continue with the Mike O'Mara Show next as I take it right up to the boom, 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 boom.
Hey guys, I'm Twitch. I'll be your server. What can I get you?
Miniature French toast.
Big fat roast beef sandwich. French fries covered with beef gravy. And cheese curd.
Braised pork belly. And a fish head.
I'm never ever full.
A lobster roll.
Homemade donuts.
Discount hot dogs.
Tiny translucent crabs.
Grilled to smoky perfection and nestled inside New England style bun.
And then they top it with holiday sauce. Whitehall's famous sliced fritters.
Saturday is treat day.
You can find everything you're hungry for through the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com today and order anything on the menu.
Good things happen.
Oh, no. Stop it. Welcome back, everybody. I sincerely believe there is no food, since we were talking about food, that wouldn't improve with the addition of truff hot sauce. Sent some to my mother-in-law, and she loves it.
Yes.
When you open the box and see that gorgeous bottle, you know how good it's going to be. If they care about that, they care about everything. It is a wow. A wow. It will wow you.
Yes.
There's a guy down here that says that. I'll talk about him sometime. It's good on everything, anything. My fave, eggs. Love a little hot sauce on that.
Oh, the
Forget
best.
About it. It's next level. Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Mm. Spices. The air is full of spices. Truff has over 10,000 five-star reviews and is the number one best-selling hot sauce on Amazon, at Whole Foods, and at Whole Foods. Yes. Truff has been named on Oprah's favorite things, gifting list. So that should tell you all you need to know.
I mean, that's huge. A big deal.
It is a big deal. Plus, Truff is made locally in Southern California, is vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. So it's not all that bad for ye.
It's great for ye.
15% off site-wide plus free shipping with promo code, you know what you love it, TMOS, at truff.com. That's TRUFF.com. 15% off plus free shipping. Just shop at truff.com. And remember, use the promo code TMOS. That's TRUFF, people. Hey, play the thing that's supposed
thing,
to be
Mike.
Played
yeah,
right
the
now.
Thing.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Kanye West starts out the homepage today.
As he always
does. Pretty
blown
away by this. Pretty blown away. Pretty, 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 pretty blown away. Well, he could probably afford to run for president.
Oh, I bet.
He probably could afford to.
Oh, no.
To. Again
not,
and again
break
every
my
year.
Heart, aren't you?
According to People magazine, he is worth $6.6 billion.
What?
Billion.
What?
With a B.
What?
Laugh all you want. Call him crazy all you want. Crazy like a fox. at least half of the money. That's another one that blows me away, that half of it's from other places, comes from his Yeezy apparel company, which is valued at between $3.2 billion and $4.7 billion.
Correct.
My apparel company, Yeasty, is not worth that much.
Gross. No,
it's so nasty. Gross. Will Kim Kardashian siphon away any of that money in the divorce? They did have a prenup. One report claimed that Kim would get $1 million for every year of marriage. Did you have any idea he was worth that kind of money, Oscar? Did you have any idea?
I did. It was shocking when it was initially in the billions, though the popularity of the Yeezy brand, the idea that I even know these sneakers exist and I'm in my early 40s, mm-hmm. that's how popular they are.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
I find amazing. Them not wide enough.
Hey, you know what? You're still bringing it. Even with your family tragedy. They, you know, with all the crap I gave you yesterday, this is when you bring it, Rob. This is where you're just like me. You're bringing it. It doesn't matter because you can't stop. You can't stop. Not wide enough is funny. I don't even want to read the rest of the story because that's so goddamn funny. So Kim and Kanye married in 2014, and because of the prenup, she'd get a mil for every year of marriage.
But that to him is nothing. It's
I know.
Nothing.
I mean, if
the fact is that if she signed and got half, he would still have $3 billion.
That Yeezy brand really exploded in the last 4 years.
Okay.
So Kim could actually say, and in California, you know, everything's 50-50, but half of that is
not with the prenup, though. The prenup supersedes the rule, right?
Correct.
Well, it's $6 million, it says. There was no word on any other aspects of the agreement, but it sounds like Kim and Kanye pretty much thought of everything, so their split should be easy in that department.
Also,
the network effect.
Easy. It should be easy.
Between the Kardashians and Kanye West is evident. Both stars just exploded when they got together and then got married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still didn't keep the marriage together.
Yeah.
On another power couple, I love it. I hate turning this into
I love this.
Paris Hilton,
Perez often.
Hilton. I hate doing that, but I love these are couples I pay attention to. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez.
Mm. Yes.
Reports of their demise have been extremely premature.
Ooh.
They are reportedly giving their relationship another shot after A-Rod flew to the Dominican Republic to be with her. A source says, quote, they had a great couple of days in the DR. They continue to work through things. That's the status quo right now. They're together, so they're not apart. That's where they are today. Whatever bump in the road, they decided that they were going to try and work things through. They were photographed looking pretty affectionate. There's a little J-Lo. Where's that Kanye? Just kidding. They were photographed looking pretty affectionate during their stay. There's still no word on what caused the rift, but the New York Post claims
yes.
It was the distance between them for the last few weeks. Sounds to me more like it was the distance between A-Rod and that girl from that reality
Lack
show,
of distance, am I right?
After they'd previously spent so much time together during the pandemic. So there's that.
Do you think there's because there are people that have found that they hate their significant others in the pandemic and broken up. But then there are other people that said, well, I'll get closer because it's all I got. But mm-hmm. as the pandemic is lifting, mm-hmm. are a lot of these relationships that flourish during this time, are they going to be broken?
You know, when Rob's playing this music or you're playing this music, when I'm hearing this music, it makes me want to say, I don't really know. I'm not really... What is the status of J-Lo and A-Rod? Are they really together or are they just posing for cameras?
Sometimes you gotta.
A-Rod seemed to get very cuddly with his co-star. I don't really care, but it's fun to read.
By the way, you know, Mike, this is Runaway.
Slow Thursday.
This is Runaway by Kanye West featuring Pusha T.
It's can't argue with music when it's good. That's mm-hmm. a good song.
Yes, let's not argue about it.
Okay. It's time to start taking more breaks at work, Maddie Masiello. A lot more breaks.
Oh, all right.
A new study.
I just saw Pony leaving the office.
A new study from North Carolina State found you'll have more energy and actually be better at your job if you start taking lots of micro breaks, which are each just around 5 minutes long. Here's the quote. It's in a company's best interest to give employees autonomy in terms of taking micro breaks when they're needed. So start taking lots of 5-minute breaks. And if you get called out by your boss, say you're slacking off for the company.
Actually, we have that policy here at Podcast Village. We call it the honey bun.
The micro breaks, aren't they going to the bathroom or going to get a snack or getting a coffee on those micro breaks?
I think a micro break would count as a bathroom break, filling up your water bottle, just getting up and stretching your legs.
There's no problem doing that. If you leave for 30 minutes, that's lunch.
Yeah.
That's different.
I started taking a mega break in 2009.
Mike, it's a macro break.
that's the way it goes with me. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Time for a little me time.
Hey, you know,
I took a micro break
this week. I went to the post office to check our mail down the street. Mm-hmm. Do you know, because of that fire at Domino's, our post office is closed this week. It's got police tape in front of it. So good luck getting your mail. Yeah.
Man, this pizza tastes like asbestos.
Ugh.
Something called the Environmental Working Group puts out a list each year called the Dirty Dozen. This is a valuable list. Pay attention because I think it's interesting. Or the 12 fruits and vegetables that tend to be covered in the most pesticides. Here's what they said this year. Coming in, the top 12, coming in at the bottom, celery. Lots of pesticides on celery. Number 11, tomatoes. Beware of that. Bell peppers and hot peppers. Lots of raid on those.
Well, what happens, Mike, is potato bugs get in your peppers and they eat the
leaves.
Followed
by pears, peaches, cherries, grapes, apples.
Yes.
We all love apple. Who doesn't like a nice, fresh, crispy apple? Nectarines was at number 4. There, make sure you wash that. I already washed it.
Washed it.
Here's one that's going to make Rob happy because now he doesn't have to eat it ever. Kale was number 3.
Why do you paint me with that broad brush? Mm-hmm. I love kale. Always
you love
have.
Kale?
Even as a kid, I loved
kale. Even before kale was cool?
Yeah, I ate kale before kale was cool.
Kale was cool. It was funny.
Wash that kale. Spinach.
I eat me pesticides. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's the reason he couldn't talk. He had lockjaw.
There you go. That's why my arms are deformed. Yeah.
Deformed?
Yeah, that's why I've got the big deformed arms. It's all the pesticides. Yeah. Deet.
Coming in at numero uno, and I love these, so be aware of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is... strawberries. Strawberries at number 1.
Now, do you remember we had that experiment that was like trending on TikTok like about a year ago that if you dipped a strawberry in cold water for like an hour, bugs would come out of it? This is counterintuitive.
But it didn't work, right?
It didn't work for us, but we saw it on I seen it on the TikTok. So
I'm really excited about the cleanest options. The cleanest options are avocados.
I eat an entire avocado almost every day.
Also, this list is flawed because think about all the fruits and stuff that you talked about on the first list are stuff that you eat the entire thing. An avocado has got a shell on it. Of course,
well, that's
I love
it. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
I love avocado. I had
some this week.
By the way, a tip to our favorite big box store: you don't get better avocados than the ones you get at Costco. Period.
You're right.
We got some from the local grocery store. I opened one up the other day and I thought an alien was going to come out of it. It was. Nasty. And when you get a nasty avocado, it is the grossest thing in the world.
And
it looks like the floor of a gas station.
I have to issue an apology. I just said that avocados have shells. I meant to say they have skins. Yeah,
skins.
Not shells.
They look like shelled fruit in your hand.
I suppose, but I misspoke. I don't want anybody. Just leave
avocados,
me alone.
Corn, pineapples, onions, and papayas. But of course, just buy organic and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Another reason to buy organic. I think it's a really good idea to do that.
Yeah, and also organic.
Sometimes.
Well, organic also has a sense of urgency because the fruit only lasts 3 hours.
Okay. That's a man that doesn't eat organic.
No, I do. Right I do buy organic, but they do spoil faster.
Okay. 37 million of us will fill out a March Madness bracket. 31 million will bet on the games, and 1 in 4 say they're very or extremely excited to watch. We had Ponyboy do it yesterday, and we will be tracking his picks. That's the only engagement that this show will have in the brackets this year.
Well, a lot of people are having this issue. Mike, just even, maybe this isn't for... This is fine. ESPN is one of our big clients, and we work with some of their brands.
Right.
I got a call yesterday, I would say 6 p.m., say, do you guys have time to shoot this bracketology feature tonight at 9:30 p.m.? I said, the tournament's basically started. Like...
Yeah.
What is happening here? And I said yes to them, and then they finally came back around I said 8:30, and they're like, look, we realize that this needs to be done by midnight, essentially. So we're going to cut it. And that's ESPN. It's just a different type of tournament.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just not the engagement.
Right?
There's just, it will be next year, but this year, I don't know. It's the whole thing. By the way, the reason golf, both participation in and viewership of, exploded is that there were sports that could handle this pandemic and other sport. The sports where you have the crowds, it's just tougher for them. It really is.
Well, Mike, think about even just the rep through. Last year, it didn't happen. You're back on. Yeah, they have everything else in place, but these
teams are being affected by
the
COVID.
These small features that we would bring to the table where someone's like filling out the brackets, more artistic, laying in what options are for some of the, that in itself has to be collectively thought out at the last minute when you find out like which schools are actually going to get in, like usual, but then if they're going to take pandemic teams as substitutes, if they're going to do that, there's so many new rules.
When you say pandemic teams that have not been affected by the pandemic.
Correct.
Right?
If they had teams on the sidelines that if a team went down in the pandemic, if they were going to pull them in.
You see, they didn't take my idea, which was to only play with players that tested positive. Now, as excitement builds, like when we get to the Sweet 16, we're gonna have to gauge the national mood. But if the excitement builds as the tournament progresses, be a great chance for a call out to Parumph, I think.
Okay, yeah. We'll get Nikki on the show. I'm Don't still laughing at what you said about that.
Oh, there's a 5-minute penalty for coughing.
So funny.
He does not get up and down the floor like he used to. The top three teams gamblers are betting on to win it all are Gonzaga, Florida State, and Baylor, if you're keeping track at
local
home.
Local team, right? If you're listening to Pony.
That's right. Gonzaga High School. Love them. Right off Wisconsin Avenue.
You picked Florida State, too, didn't you, Pony?
I think so.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks.
Investing.
Gotta be engaged. And now a little something, something. A guy named Andreas Flayton gave his 2 weeks' notice back in November at Walker Luxury Auto Works in Peachtree City, Georgia. And he says the owner was so upset he put his hands on his head, walked out, and disappeared for an hour.
Oh.
So it was a big deal for him. But the company still owed Andreas $915, and they never sent it to him. He wound up calling the Georgia Department of Labor to complain, and the company finally delivered his paycheck on Friday by dumping 500 pounds of pennies covered in oil on his driveway. There was also a note on it that said, F you. Wow. Andreas says he quit the job because it was a toxic work environment. You'd think
what?
Somebody that would do that. He shoveled the pennies into his garage, and he's working on cleaning the oil off so he can cash them in. This story, I just went over it. It makes no sense. Get it?
You're horrible.
I would have called the coppers on this guy.
Yes, yes.
I really would. If only, Oscar, do you think, this is one of the most interesting stories of the week. You think you can call your friends to get comment from the Lincoln Project?
I just love those. I love three for kickers. I wrote them all. Did that myself. We got to take a break. We'll come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So damn funny.
Hi, this is Cam Citizen, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the free Daily Show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, going to the post office, probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or
contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Did you say stop wasting time in that spot? I like that you did. Let's make that a thing. I like that.
I like to shake it up. That's what I do just for fun. I have to say that I am... I'm in a different zone when it comes to St. Patrick's Day. When I used to be the Irish bar owner, I was pretty well lit by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sure.
Alcohol didn't touch my lips on St. Patrick's Day. I'm going through a bit of a cleanse right now where I'm not drinking. My wife's doing the 75 hard, so she's not.
You look skinnier, but this is probably one
I'm
of
not,
the first.
I'm not skinnier, but I'm definitely less probably.
Your face The picture of you getting your vaccination yesterday, you looked genuinely thin.
That is a tribute to cropping. As far as I am concerned, I think that's wonderful three quarters of my body mass was not seen in that photograph.
Got it.
Thank you to everybody.
Well, you can know for
that.
A fact that Maddie didn't take that picture then.
Maddie. It's just like, Maddie, toes to head. That's the picture right there. Yeah. Can you widen out?
Yeah.
Can you widen out?
Can you lower the camera?
No, I don't want people to see my nipples.
Can you lower the camera and undo two buttons?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a traditional drill here.
A mellow St. Patrick's Day. I got vaccinated. Thank you to Linda Herr, and thank you to everybody that liked the picture that I posted. It made me feel so good.
What was
good.
The experience like for you, if you don't mind?
Yeah, walk us through it.
You know what? The reason I'm not dwelling on it, Oscar, is because it was a non-experience. It was just bing, bang, boom. I am here to say, hello, America. God bless you, America. We have our S together, America. Right. Finally, it looks like if they're getting it done as easy as my experience was, when you get there, I'm not talking about getting the vaccine because I know that's still problematic, but I will say that once you get in there, it was easy peasy. Sweet lady named Lauren, who gave me my vaccination yesterday.
Sounds like it's reflective of what I went through. What kind of facility? What structure was it?
Checkers?
It was Florida, Rob. So I was a lawn chair set next to a dumpster out in back of the drugstore.
Roll up your sleeve.
No, the only problem I encountered, when I was just about to get my shot, I said, excuse me. Could you smoke that a little further away from me?
No.
Thank you. No, it was a room, a dedicated room they had at the CVS that I went into.
Oh.
I got the Pfizer vaccine.
Good for you.
And I'm thrilled. I'll be honest with you. Shots don't bother me at all, but I really have to tell you, if you're getting this vaccine and you're needle phobic, there is no pain. It's not, I've had shots that are a lot more painful.
True. It's
this
very
is not
true.
A painful.
Did you get emotional?
Pinch and that's it. No, I got, because of the Skippy over here talking about waiting, because you might go into shock.
Right.
He doesn't know how powerful that was to people when he said that. So I got freaked out. I really was. I was like, when I hear something like that, I react badly about it. So she, at one point when she was getting ready to give me the vaccine, she said, all right, now relax that arm. Relax it. Because apparently I was like,
yeah.
Like that.
And then that makes it hurt more.
And then afterwards you go and chill for about 15 minutes, and then you're on your way. And there were people getting – it was – and then I wanted to get it for Carla because they said, like what you said a long time ago, Oscar, at the end of the day, Lauren, the lady giving me the vaccine, said, I was pulling people out of the aisles at closing time because we want to use every dose.
Oh, wow.
We want to make sure that our doses are used.
That's
so cool. I said, well, what's the process? Well, I think if you call your local pharmacy, something that's close by, they'll put you on a list where you can get there in 10 minutes. So when we got back home, mine was about 30 minutes away. I called, and of course, the wait list is too long.
And I bet, did you get the announcer?
Here.
Did you
it's,
get
it's the land of blue.
Did
yes.
you get the yeah. standard CVS phone tree announcer? He says, if you want the COVID, hit 2.
Oh, it was, they got themselves a phone tree.
They do. They really do.
Yeah, but we're going to open it up eventually. It's going to be 50 plus soon. It might be that next week in
Florida.
Your
follow-up is 3 weeks for Pfizer, right?
I have April 8th is when I'm getting
mine. Mine was 4 weeks.
Okay. That's good.
Because Moderna
that's
a little different. Yeah, just a little different.
I had my little card, and then we were in and out.
This is so cool that we have both of the vaccines, so now we can compete.
Yeah, we absolutely did to see
who gets less sick faster.
We can do that.
How so did Carla feel did, about this? How did Carla,
she was with
what
me.
What a relief.
Yes,
she came
of
with
course.
Me. And by the way, congratulations to my wife on her program that she's doing right now. She distracted me prior to the show more than I've been. She brought out a pair of pants that she was wearing that the last time she wore those was in her 20s. She would not allow me to take a photograph of her.
That's sweet.
But for those of you, hey, Dirk.
So she hasn't put them on in 14 months?
She she looked great. She's doing it. She was with me the whole time. And then it was home and a really relaxed evening. And then I ended up turning Rob's favorite channel on TCM, Turner Classic Movies, and realizing that you hear a lot about the lack of diversity in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never more acutely, maybe because of all the talk of Black Lives Matter and the Me Too movement, mm-hmm. and, you know, are people that are better than I am trying to sensitize Americans about our past and how we should treat our fellow human beings and that we are all human beings, which mm-hmm. I believe with every fiber of my being. And it's sad to me that so many people that were exposed during the most recent election really still have thoughts that I thought went away many, many years ago, maybe in the friggin' 60s, but it's still there. So I think because that's sensitive to me, I watched a movie called The Quiet Man with John Wayne as a champion boxer that kills a man in the ring.
It's ridiculous.
And then he flees to Ireland. And let me tell you something. It's not just Hispanics and African Americans. Oh, my God. There is every Irish stereotype known to mankind in that movie outside of, like, leprechauns dancing around a pot of gold. Basically,
and
the
that
Irish
somehow makes it worse because it's not a fantasy. They're trying to normalize. There is a five-minute scene based on the fact that when we had St. Patrick on yesterday, essentially his voice was an actor. Oscar named Barry Fitzgerald, who played Irish people.
The quintessential Irish stereotype guy that's like,
and there is a 5-minute scene.
I'm half baked, I'm loaded all the time.
And it doesn't even advance the plot where he's running around a pub saying, all the drinks are on the house! All the drinks are on the house!
And they're just loaded
they're
all
loaded,
the time.
They're loaded, drunken,
and
fighting,
they're backwards.
Horrible.
And John Wayne is just like, you know, hey, how are you? I love you. I'm going to kiss you. And it's a.
And John Wayne in that movie as a C cup, so put your shirt on, John.
And who's the lovely actress that was in Miracle on 34th?
Is it
Maureen O'Sullivan?
Let me double check. I confuse her with Maureen O'Hara. So let me check.
Right. It was on. I said, hey, it's not just certain minorities that get targeted. You got it, and it hit home for me how people in other groups, ethnic groups, must feel. And racial groups must feel about when you're staring. I'm like, I was rolling my eyes and just going. And by the way, maybe this was the Duke too. That he makes the Irish priest out to be the Catholic priest out to be a bumbling dumb F.
Of course,
and the hero out to be the Protestant.
Yeah.
Which I just I pictured John Wayne going. You know, I think we ought to make the vicar. The Protestant,
here's
the
a
smart
great
guy,
plot turn
and make
that'll
the Catholic
make it
the bad guy. I don't know. I just thought because when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, I probably was aware of people not honoring diversity when I was a kid. We used to have kids wear orange to say F you to the Irish.
That's St. the first Patrick. Time
when
I've ever
I was
heard
a kid
of that.
Going to school. I remember the kids that we were like wearing an orange shirt. You know, it was like, oh, what's that? Why are you saying, okay, what do you need? Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I have to pause.
That's no problem. Well, Pat.
Okay.
All right, Oscar.
They can't hear you.
It was
you
Maureen O'Hara in the movie, along with John Wayne, Victor McLaughlin, Barry Fitzgerald, as mentioned, and noted anti-Semite Ward Bond.
Oh,
yeah, you can come in. What do you need?
Hey, buddy.
Okay. Well, do you,
he's
do
going
you want me
for
something?
No.
Do you want me for something, Irish boy? With your, you're still wearing your green. Did you just want
the
to
the wearing
of
green?
Yeah.
Did you get bored playing your Battlefield 1?
Yeah, there's.
You're so tired today. Oh, look at this.
God.
You are so tired.
Too much to ask of him to do an Irish accent for us today as we celebrate St. Patrick?
Rob would like you to do an Irish accent. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Oh, you know, he truly was the quiet man.
Yeah. You're the quiet man today.
Fine.
Are you an Irish lad? What's your first name?
Michael.
That's good. That's good, Michael. How long have you been? How long have you lived in Ireland?
0 years.
Okay. Thank you. What do you just want to hang out?
He wants to hang out. Yeah.
Sure. We got to take a break. Yeah. We have to take a break right now. We're really late. We're running really late. Okay. Do you want to say this is the Mike O'Mara Show and we'll be right back, everybody?
This is the Mike O'Mara Show and we'll be right back, everybody.
We'll be right back. You want to do a commercial with me when we come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
We'll take a break. All right. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it is your father.
I've been listening to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There was a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? Which means, am I your clown? Oh, am I your clown, right, in Spanish? No.
And, am I your clown? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Michael, this portion of the program is brought to you by...
Theragun.
Nice. That's right. Right into the microphone. Nice and loud.
Theragun.
Say it louder.
Theragun.
Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Theragun can help, can't they, Michael?
Yeah.
Yes, they can. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy. You know what that is? That's like da 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 da.
We have one.
Yeah, we have one. Yes, that's right. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. There he goes. You got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, Theragun, the app, learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 sports teams, professional teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and May Robin. In fact, Kevin Durant and Aaron Rodgers invested in the company. That's how much they believe in Theragun. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS. You think Daddy's show is funny, don't you?
Yeah.
And don't you know that a lot of people love it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if a lot of people love it, wouldn't it... Hey, come here. Stop messing with the... how much sleep did you get last night? Do you want to tell people why you didn't get a lot of sleep? Because there was something in your room? You remember? Say it. You've said it 150 times.
I don't want to say it.
A mosquito was in his bedroom.
Oh, no.
A very big one.
Big one, size of a pterodactyl.
Oh, no.
Right. I would say it's about like that big.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. A traditional 6-inch mosquito.
Scary.
Yeah. You know what you can never hear?
What?
You're going to laugh now. I know. You know how I know when I can make you laugh? You know what you can never hear?
What?
Mosquito farts. Are you super tired?
No, it played well in the room.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
All right, go. What are you doing now?
It's okay. He's loving on you, Mike. Yeah. He's loving on you.
I love it. I can't get enough of this. Yeah. This is fantastic.
He just wants a little attention.
Oscar's trying to not make me into a monster. I'm not a monster. I'm working.
What are you doing? Hugging me, son.
I'm not a monster.
Don't you think Daddy's show is funny?
Oscar's a monster?
Rob. I'm a monster.
Rob is a monster and Oscar's a monster?
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them are monsters.
Yeah, and you're a monster.
And I'm a monster.
Oh, the three of us.
Yeah.
Do a French accent, and then you can go.
Bonjour.
Do an English accent. You can do an English accent and stand on your head.
Everybody knows how to do English.
No.
Oh, I don't know how to do it. I'm still learning English.
A lot of people can't do it. You're one of the few people, especially kids, that know how to do it.
What is it?
Put another shrimp on the Bobby.
Perfect, Oscar. Okay. A plus.
That's Australian.
Australian? Right. We're not doing Australian.
We're doing it. All right. Thank you very much. I can't work with you.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Bye.
There he goes.
Adios. Adios, Miguel. Oh. Adios.
Bonjour.
Go study your My Fair Lady tapes. You'll do better next time.
Look at that horrible hairline.
Oh, Mike, your hair is fine.
No, it's terrible. No. I mean, I'm growing it out, and it's like, let's be honest with you. You know, let's say, you know, if you want to read up 1930s, read up on the Dust Bowl. All right, that's where my hair is right now.
I loved
Tom Jones.
When Michael went in for like the kid hug, mm-hmm. that you gave him this, what are you doing? You know we don't show affection type of question.
No, what do you Mike was throwing off the vibe of, I hug people that like my show.
Yes. And you know what my only thought is right now is not the show. I'm wondering what the hell he's up to. Because he has free reign. Mama's out, washing the faces. No. And, it's just like, I do not know what's happening right now.
Right now, Michael is on his cell phone. He's called the ad agency and saying, I'd like to see some of the metrics on their clients.
Yes.
Right.
What's the schedule look like next week?
Come on.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to go on a bike ride today and get a Slurpee. That's on the docket. And then we together are going to play Battlefield 1. That's what it's going to be.
What flavor Slurpee?
I don't know. I don't do Slurpee. He'll get a Slurpee. I'll just sit by.
If you have the option, have him do a half and half of cherry and Coke. It's the way to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half don't and half do
that.
Of
that's
cherry and Coke.
That's a direct line to diabetes. Please don't do that.
Yeah, because if you have half of one Slurpee and half of another, that's different than having one whole Slurpee. You
can't
idiot.
Teach a kid to get creative with food early. Just let him do the standards.
Let him enjoy life. Life is too short.
Look, there's a happy medium that we have in our household between the health of my sister and my mother-in-law, when I would open a refrigerator, and it's seriously, look, there, a human being didn't use this refrigerator. Some sort of tree-climbing rodent did, because it was a series of grains and berries and nuts.
Sticks.
Which was just like, I mean, I especially at my sister's house. My sister, who really, if she could have a series of small rooms, totally vertical.
You had to climb steps to get to the disappointing fridge.
I'm going to visit them this weekend, and you're going to have the first night you're there. We're going to cook on the rooftop, which means it'll be a climb. It'll be a four floor climb up to get to the top. Yes, that's the way it is. Like, would you go down and get the salt? We forgot to bring the salt. Like that. That's one thing I will tell you this. I walk a lot because even with a golf cart, I do walk. It averages out usually to be a little under 10,000 steps, even with the golf cart. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of flat walking.
Sure.
It's a lot of flat walking. So stairs to this day, I could probably figure out how to, get the old quads in better shape.
Well, I mean, look, the city living is all stairs. So we live this every day.
Right.
From the control room, Mr. Matt Bloom says, mixing Slurpees is like getting bored in the bedroom.
What does that mean?
Like next thing you know, you're going to be like wheeling in a horse because you don't know how to spice things up anymore.
I think that is a flawed argument. And also,
I think I get a little bit of what he's saying, Rob.
All right, can you explain it?
Mixing Slurpees means so many Slurpees have been consumed.
Yes.
It's been part of the diet for so long that you got to spice up the Slurpees.
He's wrong.
Well, where did the idea, where was the idea born?
The idea was born in high school because that's when they started.
By you.
It was me and John, and I think maybe Brad might have been in on it.
Brad was in on it.
Well, I know, but the timing has
back
to.
Back when you two were wearing cowboy hats and riding mini bikes. That's back in the day. Thank you. Usually that's my joke. That's for me, so I like to use it for somebody else.
That was when they started bottling Cherry Coke, and it was released by the Coca-Cola company. And he said, this is great. We'd always like Cherry Coke. I said, what about mixing up a Slurpee? And then it wasn't self-serve Slurpees. This is 85, 86. You would have to ask the lady or the man, give me a half and half Coke and cherry, and they'd do it for you. And it's because it's a flavor thing. I mean, it's a Cherry Coke.
All right. Okay. Yeah. It's the same thing. Same sugar.
Now, the next level, we went to a school with a girl named Erica. She would get a Slurpee and pour nerds into it. That seemed a bit much.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that you just fly. You just fly till about like the news comes on, and then you have the big crash at home. You know? Right about homework time, right?
Yeah.
Time to do your homework. My cigarette is over. We got to take a break because we got the sound.
Digital dumpster.
The crazy digital things coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I'll check on my son, make sure he's okay, everybody. We'll be right back. You are listening.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's it. Who was that? Oh, that was Jim Amato.
James
coming
Amato.
Up next. A Jim Amato promo on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tonight, after an all-new Fall Guy, there's a man on the mean streets of West South Florida who won't put up with his lady being hassled.
I don't like my lady being hassled.
I said that. And when it comes to keeping cars on the street, this guy takes matters into his own hands.
The car just could not pull into the driveway. I had to park on the street.
Mike O'Mara is on the case, and he lives life on his own terms.
We all control the street.
It's the O'Mara Files. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platform, YouTube, Instagram, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember,
I love cigars. Yeah, always turn on the microphone. Thank you very much. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got to do it today. Got to remind myself it's Harry's Day.
Yes.
I got to order. This is what I'm going to order today. I got to get some razors from Harry. Always like those from Harry. From Harry.
Harry? Well, you have gotta a direct line, razors. Don't you? You call him.
I love Harry so much. I really, really do. I have to get the razors because they're the best. I have to get my body wash. I have gone through 1, 2, 3 of the body wash. It lasted so long. It's so great. And I'm either going to get the fig or the redwood. I'm not sure what I'm going to get,
redwood.
But I love
I like the redwood.
My Harry's. And I also have to get, not getting the Harry's face wash because I got plenty of that, but I'm going to get... probably 4 cans of the shave gel, which
best
is
in the world.
Simply the best. I'm talking about Harry's because it's quality. It's a fair price. Harry's.com. You got to check them out. They give you award-winning blades at factory direct prices. And the blades last. I improvise when I think I need a new blade because I probably don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think if they did a durability test at Harry's and they went as long as they possibly could, they probably would last more than 2 years. Okay, I swear to God.
You can maximize. And this is no. For those that used to deal with these large conglomerates before we got to Harry's, you knew how much you were spending. It would be painful.
Oh, this, it would be.
It's a delight to look in your medicine cabinet and say, oh, you know what? I will put a new one in because I've got a great value of the first one.
Right.
And
you're
getting them delivered to your house. You don't have to go to the CVS and have them unblock the plastic box for you.
Know, because razors are so overpriced now that they put them like where the diamonds are.
Diamonds.
Harry's is fantastic. And they are offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. $3. Harry's delivers the close, comfortable shave you'll love at a fair price. Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades. Harry's German factory is one of the select few manufacturers in the world that have mastered the technology to create a Gothic arch.
Love it.
I love that. That's the gold standard for razor blade grinding. They stand behind the quality of their blades so much that they have a 100% money-back guarantee at harrys.com. For a limited time, and I mean a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer just for TMOS listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set and a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That is over a $16 value for just $3. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, travel-size body wash, an incredible deal, so act fast while supplies last. If you've never tried Harry's, do it now.
No.
Harry's.com/TMOS to redeem your offer, and you are going to love it. And let me get the thing over here.
The double D.
I have to get the little crowbar to open
Germans
it up
call it a
and
move doppel it
right
D.
Here. There you go. Doppel. All right, here. Open it up right down. Oh, it caught my finger.
Oh,
Jesus.
Mike, it's nearly overflowing today.
All right.
Oscar, do you remember these spots? Mike, do you remember these spots?
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, iPod.
Justin Long.
Nice.
Justin Long and John Hodgman, two very funny people. Well, I think in a very wise marketing move that is having the internet all abuzz this week, Justin Long did a commercial for PC.
Hello, I'm a Justin. Just a real person doing a real comparison between Mac and PC. Come on.
These are all PCs?
Oh, yeah, Intel. Nice. Whoa, my face just unlocked that. That's so cool. And I've never seen a screen like this before on a laptop. Wow. And let's see over here. So these are the newer Macs?
Yeah.
Okay, so gray and grayer.
So they've got like a million different color PCs, and then they show the new Mac, and it's just gray.
So let me see if I'm getting this right. PCs are selling against Apple based on the color of the outside of the facial recognition.
That's right.
And facial recognition.
And, and a spot from 10 years ago.
How about put that Intel chip against the M1 chip that Mike has right now?
That's right.
And let's do a speed test.
Sorry, we're Mac snobs on this
show.
We really are. Think they could throw a little bit of their billions our way?
Huh? Right.
Just to say that right now we got, in this studio alone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 of those suckers.
It's a Mac
going
ecosystem.
Yeah. Yes, it is a Mac ecosystem. My wife's into it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all over the place. By the way, AppleCare, got to give them a little slight nod. When did I take that thing in? I took that thing in Monday.
Three days ago.
3 days ago. I got it yesterday. I got
it
back from the.
They
already sent it. Yes.
What?
Put the backlight in. That's
love it. Man.
Put the backlight,
and
then just for S's and giggles, put a new bottom on for cosmetic purposes.
Love it.
Bingo. Hello. Yes. Very nice.
So now no one knows how many times you've dropped it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Dude, it wasn't that sweet that I did not bring up anything about the damage to the computer. At our call, I said nothing about it. I said, Mike, you deserve a new machine. Just get that one fixed.
But I bet it's running at 100 miles an hour.
There you go.
There's the new one.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Oscar, can you name this TV theme song?
Hee-haw. And I've never seen Hee-haw.
It's not Hee-haw. And you
should
watch
King of the Hill.
Did you know that they are in what they say hot negotiations to bring King of the Hill back?
And I watched that.
Here's the angle. They've aged all the characters 15 years. So Bobby's going to be 28. I'm in. I'm in like crazy.
All in.
Bobby?
Fantastic.
I'm very excited about
it. Still living at home.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know the potential? Yep. A 28-year-old from that part of the world? Oh, my God. The comedy potential is limitless.
And I'm sure he is still saying propane and propane-related accessories. So we
taste the meat, not the heat.
I loved that show. I thought that show was great. Because you know what?
It's the best animated feature.
It didn't try too hard. It
was next to The Simpsons, that's my number one.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree. So fingers crossed that that comes back. This is funny. This is a little after my time, but it's right in Oscar's time. This is a viral comedy video that I watched a couple times yesterday. Time to change the high school email address. The email address that you establish when you're in high school probably isn't good anymore. It's a lady who goes up to complete a sale.
Did you have an email I could send the receipt to? Could you just print me a receipt? We're paper free. Oh, good to hear. So it's CaliSurferChick4Life, life spelled with a Y, at AOL.com. Are you from California? No, I'm from Idaho. Do you surf? No, never been, not once. Didn't think so. I just thought it sounded cool. It is cool, like it is. I totally understand. I'm so sorry about all this. You do realize I cannot give you these clothes now, though. Totally. There you go. I do not deserve clothes. But have a great day. Change that email. Hi, welcome to J. Crew.
Welcome to J. Crew.
J. Crew.
I love that. I had a friend who had like the worst, terrible, terrible email from high school. And she actually works with us. Her name's Maddie.
Yeah, it's true.
She still has it.
It wasn't high school. It was like fifth grade.
But it's still pretty great.
It's terrible.
What was the subject matter again?
Oh, I don't have to repeat it.
Well, I will just say this. It references a lady that won a lot of Grammy Awards.
Like Swifter for Life, something like that.
I don't know what it is.
Wow,
but,
fantastic.
But
mine still is Yeezy.com.
When Elvis.com, when they established the website for Graceland, they were offering free emails. So for a while, you could get me at impactedchalkycolon@elvis.com. That was the only wacky one I ever did. A handle
on Facebook for somebody, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That was very popular. Very popular.
very popular. This is good news, Mike, from Palm Beach, Florida. How close are you to Palm Beach?
About 90 minutes.
The first baby was born from a vaccinated mother, and the baby showed positive signs of having antibodies for fighting the virus.
Wow.
Oh, that's a continued good news. That's amazing.
Here are two doctors from Palm Beach, Florida.
To our knowledge, this was the first in the world that was reported
of a baby being born with antibodies after a vaccination.
Further studies have to determine how long this protection will last. They have to determine at what level of protection or how many antibodies does a baby need to have circulating in order to give them protection.
But still, that's amazing, great news.
You know what? And I didn't mention this when I talked about getting my vaccine. You know what I thought about yesterday? I thought about how incredible these minds are. These people that studied in school, paid attention to school.
Do me a favor. Do not share this news with Shannon.
Why?
Because I've been holding off fatherhood for some time, being like, look, this vaccine, pregnancies, we don't know yet. So let's just, you know, pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, cut that story,
Pony. He's a monster. He's a monster. Oscar is a monster.
It's still early. It's still early.
And sure, let's close with this. Speaking of being a monster, you must be careful if you fat shame your wife. You must.
Oh, no.
Because it's not okay.
You never do that.
And she may get back at you. Let's close with this viral video.
So I've noticed my wife has gained just a little bit of weight lately. So what I decided to do was, for her birthday, I bought her a really, really nice dress, but just a couple sizes too small. And I put a note on it that said, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in this. Thinking, you know, it might motivate her. Well, anyways, I came home from work the other day and I saw a pack of condoms that were way, way too big for me on the counter. Had a note on it. It said, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in these.
Oh, snap.
Snap and totally manufactured,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, but still, I thought it was a good one. And he told it so well. Right. That's your digital dumpster.
I'll
have
go
a good
so
Wednesday.
Far as to say Thursday. He's not even really married. He's gay. Anyway,
he's Phil Hartman.
That's right. He's gay. Of course he is. That's it. We are.
Nothing wrong with that.
We got to get out of here. Nothing wrong with being gay at all.
No.
Just a negative connotation.
Was it a negative connotation? Well,
oh, no. I'm saying,
send the letter to Oscar. That's it.
When I heard that, I was like, this man may not be into women.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, too. Yeah. I respect all proclivities. That's true.
Yeah, Pony.
Just thought the whole thing was fake. We got to take a powder. We'll see you tomorrow. Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. Rob, good job today. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry, man.
And, Mary E. O'Mara up in heaven. Hope you're doing well. And
love to
all. You're going to meet Bruce, who's a super nice guy.
I bet they'd get along.
I think they get along famously. Yeah. Absolutely.
What time would she take her vodka? About 4 p.m.?
About 4 p.m., get it right out of the freezer.
They could have a drink today.
It's actually, and by the way, that's a Grey Goose bottle, but that's pop-off that's in the bottle. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Pop-off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can't believe you're ending this show.
It ain't over till it's over.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.